Blog Talk Radio.
How great is our God? How great is our God? How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? How great is our God? How great is our God? And Father, we do thank you as we come on this morning with an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving for one more day. One more day, one day at a time, one step at a time, one moment at a time, one heartbeat at a time. Thank you, Father. We confess every sin of omission and commission, and we ask that you would forgive us. And we embrace the gifts of this brand new spanking day, a day that you have made. And we are rejoicing and we are glad in it, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Your name and your name alone is greatly to be praised. Thank you for blessing our services on today, Father, that you and you alone will be glorified, your people edified. Satan is already horrified. And Jesus Christ is Lord. And we thank you that the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen, 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 and amen. Top of the morning to you. Blessings, blessings, blessings. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you. Thank you for being here today. Thank you for coming back. Thank you to all of our first-time listeners around the globe. We greet everyone in the name of the Lord as we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Our God's name is great, and our God's name is greatly to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. I am your kingdom coach, your host on this morning. It is my pleasure to serve the Lord in the Lord's kingdom. We want you to know that we meet on this platform 7 days a week, every morning, Monday through Saturdays at this hour. And then we're back on Sundays at 12 noon. And we just refuse to stop. We just refuse to stop, and we keep going, amen, in spite of circumstances. So enjoy the service today. Keep on coming back. Bring somebody else with you. Visit our website at lifewordjesus.org. Find out more about our ministry, because there's a lot going on. Amen. And so to God be praised, all the glory and all of the honor. Want to turn your attention this morning to the book of Genesis. To the book of Genesis. Oh, boy, that's a lovely book. It's something about the first book. It's just something. But I'm good with all 66 chapters. I'm good with all 66. Amen. Genesis chapter number 12. And I want to read a couple verses in your hearing. Genesis chapter 12, verse number 1, and it reads like this. Now the Lord has said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curse thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. Woo, 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 woo. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Boy, that's some good reading right there. That's some good reading. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We want to teach this morning from a subject, a rich inheritance. A rich inheritance. Beloved, God, from the very beginning, he had planned to raise for himself a people who would be identified and called by his name. They would be his chosen people, and he would be their God. Upon this chosen people, he planned to pour his blessings and prepare them above all other people above the earth. So we see where blessings have always been on the mind of God. We saw on yesterday, beloved, amen, right after God created the first two people, Adam and Eve, in the very same chapter, the first thing he did was bless them. The first thing he did, and it's in the same chapter, somebody said, God is a blessing. God is a blessing God. Matter of fact, God is the blessing. Beloved, in our scripture today, we see Brother Abram, and his name was later changed to Abraham, our brother, our father of faith. But when we read his story, we find out a couple things. Number one, he had a divine appointment with God. Beloved, there are some appointments that you make. There are some appointments that other people make for you. There are some appointments that you really don't even want to keep. Some other appointments you late or you're a no-show. Y'all know what I'm talking about when it comes to those appointments. But I want you to know, glory be to God, hallelujah, that we have an appointment with God. Now, actually, we have two appointments with God. One appointment with God is death. Now that you can't wiggle your way out. You can wiggle your way out of your dentist appointment. You can call at the last minute and say, I ain't coming. Huh? You can maneuver some appointments. But there is an appointment with death. You could be fast or slow. You ain't going to miss that one. All right? So I sort of save that message for when I'm doing a eulogy or talking about that. So that's when I normally bring that appointment with death or as the Holy Spirit leads. But during our lifetime here on earth, as we progress on our Christian journey and our assignment and the purposes that God allowed us to burst into Earth's atmosphere in the first place, the reason you came out of your mama's belly, see, and as we trust the Lord and move forward, amen, in faith and obedience, there are appointments along the way. That's some good news. Some of you have an appointment with God today. You don't know it yet. See, because God don't, he don't broadcast his announcements. See, if you have an appointment, when I have an appointment with my doctor, they're constantly, especially in today's time, I mean, they send me an email every other day. Just a reminder notice, you have an appointment, upcoming appointment. Nowadays, they texting you. They give them your text number. Don't give nobody your cell phone number if you don't expect them to use it. Because especially in today's time, they texting every 2 days. You have an appointment with your doctor. Please confirm with a C if you're coming, or if you're not coming, let us know that you're not coming. And we can respect that. Because we know a lot of people make appointments and don't show up. And that's bad business. Because they could have taken somebody else. So we need to have a little bit more courtesy if we're not going to keep our appointments. But beloved, God has an appointment with you pertaining to your destiny. And he didn't send you, he's not sending you an email or a text message. See? And it's only one way, glory be to God, that you're going to make that appointment, keep that appointment, be aware of that appointment, and that's when you walk by faith and not by sight. That's when we walk by faith and obedience. Oh, I can't leave the obedience out. That's the only way you're going to find out you ever had an appointment. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Abram had an appointment with God. It was a moment of spiritual destiny. It was a life-changing encounter. Woo! Thank God for them life-changing encounters. Let me ask you a question today. What's yours? What's your life-changing encounter? Moses' life-changing encounter was the burning bush. Now we see Abram had one. Guess what? You have one too. If you didn't experience it yet, you will. And those of us who are sold out with the Lord, amen, we have a lot of testimonies, but we can always pinpoint that one life-changing experience where after that encounter with God, our life has never, ever been the same. That's the place God's trying to get you to, beloved. Glory be to God, that life-changing encounter. God called Abram and gave him a directive, and he gave Abram a promise, which demanded a response. And a promise is a promise with the Lord. He never breaks his promises. You can depend on God. If he said it, not only will God do it, if God said it, baby, it's already done. You can pack your grip. You can pack your grip. It's a done deal. It's a wrap, as the young folks would say. God called him from among his own people and country to go to an unknown land. And God promised to bless Abram and make him a great nation. Beloved, by faith, Abram obeyed. And you best believe it was faith. Because he didn't have nothing else to go on. Oh, we know his people was talking about him. So what? As we said last night in our service, beloved, that your greatest deliverance is your deliverance from people. Yeah, they talked about him. You know they talked about him. You would have probably been talking about him too. And guess what? When you move out in faith, don't worry, because people talking about you. And if you don't pay attention, you're going to be talking about you after the devil get finished whispering in your ear, trying to convince you you're crazy. And you need to go see a psychiatrist. Because, you know, everybody in your family was a little, you know, to the side. See? And the devil will have you thinking if you're doing the right thing. Because you moved in faith and obedience to God. It always looks crazy in the natural realm. Faith. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Something to put in my book I'm working on. Let me write. Excuse me 1 second. I got to catch this right here while it's fresh. Faith always looks crazy in the natural realm.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Holy Ghost. That's what, when the Holy Ghost is teaching, y'all got to remember he's teaching me first. Uh-huh. Okay, in the natural realm. I'm just a vessel. I don't come with my own itinerary and teaching because I don't have anything to teach. Glory be to God. So Abram obeyed God. He took his family. He set out, not knowing where he was going. Where you going, Pastor? I don't know. What? You don't know? No, I don't know. Where the ministry going? I don't know. It's the mission statement. How you going to get there? I don't know. What? See, people, the natural world look at you and scratch their heads. Say, yeah, these folks, they thrown off. Because faith looks crazy in the natural realm. Pack up family, we leaving. Okay, where we going? I don't know. The movers will be here in the morning. Okay, where we going? I don't know. Woo, God is funny, isn't he? He's like a joyous type of funny. His funny gives you joy in your soul. I mean, it's nothing to compare to it. Like, to know him is to really to love him, you know, because not only is he such a good God, he's a fun God, you know, because his acts of faith is like funny. when you stop and look at it, you got to laugh, because to tell the truth, it do look crazy, but God ain't crazy. And his will ain't crazy. And you ain't crazy either by obeying. Glory be to God. So when Abram, beloved, glory be to God, he didn't know where he was going. But I want you to write this down. Write this down in your notes this morning. Abram totally depended upon God to lead him and provide for him. He totally depended. It didn't say partially dependent. It didn't say halfway dependent. It didn't say he depended on God for everything but this one thing. I want you to write these words down and meditate on it today. Totally dependent upon God. Totally. And as a result of Abram's faith and obedience, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. As a result, there's always consequences for your choices. I try to teach this to the young and to the old, especially to the young. Whatever choice you make is going to be a consequence. It's going to be a repercussion. It's going to be, I don't care if it's something good or something bad. If you choose not to go, there's going to be consequences for that. If you choose to go, it's going to be consequences for that. If you choose to obey God, there's going to be consequences for that. If you choose not to obey God, there's going to be consequences for that. See? So there was consequences for his faith and obedience. And an equal blessing. It equaled a big fat blessing. Those are the type of decisions that we want to make in our lifetime, beloved, because we messed up enough. If we be honest, we could say we done blew it up. One time too many. But as a result of Abram's faith and obedience, God did something. I want you to write this down too in your notebooks this morning. God blessed and prospered, because that's what God does with obedience and faith and obedience. God only has one move when you make yours. When you move in faith and obedience, then God has one move. And God's move is blessings and prosperous. Prosperity and blessings, that's his move. Well, actually, that's two in one, because God always comes with a double bubble. God always gives you double for your trouble. See? And God's double is God's going to bless you, and God is going to prosper you. Now, show me somewhere else in the Bible, beloved, that said different. even if it don't happen immediately, even if you got to go through a little something, something, something first, even if you have to go through a little season, glory be to God, you're coming out and you're coming out all right. You're coming out with the blessing and prosperity. And can't nobody bless you like God. And the blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. God's blessings give you joy on the inside, peace on the inside. I mean, you are like, it's like you're in a bubble of blessings. Can you imagine yourself living in a bubble of blessings? We know Michael Jackson, before his death, they talked about him living in a bubble. Well, we all know about all that, but this picture a bubble of blessings, and that's where you live. And every place you go, the bubble go. Glory be to God, hallelujah. Don't mess with God, baby, and don't mess with God's children, especially the ones that's living right. God is our sun and shield. He gives us grace and glory, and absolutely no good thing does he withhold from those who walk upright. Even while he was in Egypt during a famine, beloved. Now check this out. We've been talking about hard times and coming through over the last couple days. God had already gave Abram the blessing. The blessing was upon Abram. Abram still had to go through a hard time. See, he still had to go through a season. See, every time you're going through something don't mean you did something wrong. Sometimes you're going through something because you did something right. Why? Because many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. But check this out. God allowed Abram to go through the famine because he knew that that was the only way that Abram was going to meet Pharaoh. See, God allow you to go down some tight streets because he has an assignment there. It was a reason for you to go through this situation because he wanted you to meet somebody there. He wanted Abram to meet Pharaoh. Well, you want to know why God wanted Abram to meet Pharaoh? Read the Bible. Because God used Pharaoh to prosper him. God, I'm taking you this way because I want you to meet somebody. You don't know it yet. You fussing and complaining and murmuring and calling. You don't want to be here and you don't know. And you don't know it's a divine assignment. You don't know it's a divine appointment. God wants you to meet somebody. Yeah, they might not look the way you want them to look. Huh? Maybe they're a little too short for you, a little too tall for you, a little too fat for you, a little too black for you. Glory be to God. But God wanted you to meet this person. Why? Because this person here is the door to your destiny. Baby, when God wants to bless you, he uses somebody. Wake up, y'all. When God wants to bless you, God will use somebody. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will men give to your bosom. He didn't say angels was going to give it to you. He didn't say angels was going to give to your bosom. He said men was going to give to your bosom. When God wants to bless you, amen, he hooks you up with somebody. He uses people to bless you. You wait for something to drop up out of the sky. Huh? You're looking in the wrong direction. That's why you better be nice to everybody. You better be nice to everybody. Baby, because you don't know where your blessing is. Abram didn't get up here to Pharaoh and start talking like some people treat our president and treat people in authority. And I just watch him. I say, they so disrespectful. Even if you don't agree with people, beloved, you still have an honor, respect that you should be giving to them. Abram didn't hit Pharaoh like that. But God used Pharaoh to bless Pharaoh. Glory be to God. Because guess what, beloved? When Abram first left Egypt in obedience to God, he was rich. The Bible says he was already rich. But after he met Pharaoh, he was very rich. Hey, boy, I can stand a couple of them appointments myself today. What, anybody else in agreement with me? You met somebody, and you came up out of that appointment, out of that, amen, encounter, out of that engagement, very rich, out of that relationship, because that person was a door to your destiny. Because everybody knows somebody, and you don't know who people know, and you don't know what people can do for you. Glory be to God. Abram became very rich. The Bible says that he was rich in cattle, he was rich in silver, and he was rich in gold. Read it for yourself. Genesis chapter 13. And some Christians got the nerve to think that if you got a little something going on, amen, that you are the devil. Christians shouldn't have nothing. Christians should be poor and struggling. They just been lied to over the years. Don't get mad at them. Some of you yourself think that way. This is why God has us on these series. Amen. Why? Because it's time for you to get your, to be transformed in the renewing of your mind and know that poverty is from the devil. Debt is from the devil. Beloved, through Abram, God established a royal, holy bloodline through which Jesus came. The Messiah came through Abram, y'all. Do your research. Do your research. Oh, I can't wait to get our Bible training really set up. Amen. Glory be to God. Oh, just let me make this announcement. We are going to have a business meeting for anyone that's really interested in this ministry. I'm making an announcement here. I'm stopping. I'm just about finishing my message. But we are going to have a business meeting, a financial meeting for the ministry, a business meeting for all the different things that we have on the table. Okay, so I'll be making an announcement on when the date and time of the business meeting. Okay, there it is. All right. All right, so beloved, beginning with Abram, we can see God's blessing and God's prosperity being released upon his people. Today, now let's speed up to today. Today's time, let's come up, amen, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, 6,000 years later. Okay, same God, same agenda, because he doesn't change. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. God has sanctified a people and a holy seed. That's you and that's me. He has promised to bless and prosper them. We are the seed of Abram and have inherited the same promises. Beloved, write the scripture down. Write the scripture down in your notes. Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. Write that scripture down. Why? This here scripture shows you that the same promise God gave Abram when he promised to bless Abram and prosper Abram is the same promise that God is giving you and God is giving me. Well, why I'm not there yet? Maybe because you don't believe it. Maybe, first of all, you have to be aware of it. Because what you don't know can hurt you. That's why God said his people perish for a lack of knowledge. What you don't know can hurt you. See? And then after you know it, you still got to believe it. Let's read it. Galatians 3 and 16. Galatians 3 and 16. Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He saith not, and to seeds as of many, but as of one, and to thy seed, which is Christ. Drop down to verse number 29. If ye be Christ's, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise. Hello, somebody. Hello, somebody. Let's look at verse 29 again. If ye be Christ's, are you a born-again believer? Yeah, I'm a born-again believer. Okay, so you belong to Christ. If you are Christ's, then ye are Abraham's seed. Was not the promise given to Abraham and to Abraham's seed? Yes, God gave Abraham the promise to be filthy rich, and he gave it to Abraham's seed. Are you Abraham's seed? Yeah, well, the Bible says I'm Abraham's seed if I belong to Christ. Okay, all right, you're on the right road. Okay, so if you're Abraham's seed, are you an heir according to the promise? That means, is there an inheritance for you? Yes, then why haven't you cashed in on it? Why haven't you cashed in on your inheritance? It's as if you had a wealthy family member. And that family member left you a whole bunch of money in the will. I mean, whole bunch of money, houses, everything. And you going around bragging about it. Yeah, Aunt Sarah left me this, left me that, left me that. But you never probated the will. She left you all that, but you ain't got none of it. You ain't got none of it. Matter of fact, you need about $200 a day. You never went down, saw your attorney, went to the courtroom. You never probated somebody else living in your house, your houses. You never probated the will. You just rich on paper. You got to go to the courts and probate the will, baby. Glory be to God. We have a rich inheritance. We are heirs of Abraham. The same blessing on Abraham is on you. But you got to probate the will. You have to activate it. How is it activated? By faith and obedience. You ain't going to get it no other way. You can't forge no signatures on this document, baby. No, 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 no. You can't pretend to be somebody that you're not. No, 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 no. God knows your heart. You can't fool God. You can't trick God. God don't need to see your driver's license and your identification. He know who you are. You can't trick God. Faith and obedience will unlock your inheritance. Every born-again believer has an inheritance right now, beyond your comprehension, exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ever ask or think. Every born-again believer has an inheritance. But it's just on paper. Because you haven't did anything to cash in or cash out. Ooh, my God, Sookie, Sookie. Oh, my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. All right, I got to wind down now. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Beloved, today, this day right here, God has given you his promises for blessing and prosperity. Okay. Well, all right, Pastor. What is it? Okay, good question. Oh, you're a good student. I love you. Okay, got your pencil? Okay, write this down. Total provision. Total. Make sure you don't miss. Don't just write provision. I want you to put total provision. Total well-being. Total provision, total well-being. I wish above all that ye may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So what are we looking at? We're looking at spiritual and temporal. That's God's desire for you. Total provision, total well-being, both spiritually and temporally. Spirit, soul, and body. In the earth right now, because we know what we're going to get when we get to heaven. I hope you know what you're going to get when you get to heaven. But you don't have to wait to get to heaven to get there and to experience it. That's why Jesus came. I came that ye may have life and have life more abundantly. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. There is no need for us living in perpetual cycles of sickness and poverty and all the other things that the world goes through. God's people are exempt. They was over there hungry in Egypt, but God's people was eating in the wilderness. The lights had went out in Egypt, but they have lights in the desert. The Bible says, amen, the whole Jesus was a fire of light in the nighttime and a cloud in the day. Let me tell you something. God has always taken care of his people. You just got to make sure you're one of his. Before Abraham could take full possession of God's promises and see the fulfillment in his life, it was necessary for him to take a step of faith. We wouldn't be reading this story if Abraham hadn't taken a step of faith. These scriptures wouldn't have been in the Bible because it wouldn't have happened. Abraham would have never become very rich if Abraham hadn't taken that step of faith. He would have never become the father of faith if Abraham hadn't taken that step of faith. You see why God is trying to take you somewhere? Because you don't know. You can't see, but God knows and God sees. And it would have never happened if you don't do what the Lord is telling you to do. Abraham would never have received the blessings and the riches that God gave to him if he had failed to respond with obedience. He didn't know his faith and obedience was going to give him that type of reward. Beloved, you don't know what yours is going to give you either. But how you going to ever know? How you gonna ever know? You wanna know how many people in the graveyard today, beloved, glory be to God, with unfulfilled promises, stuff they could have had, places they could have gone, things that God wanted to do through them and for them, but they didn't have the faith and obedience to get there? What is your legacy gonna look like? What is your life and legacy gonna look like? Beloved, you have God's promises for blessings and prosperity. I need you to write that down as we close this morning. Write that down. I have God's promises for blessings and, just write blessings and prosperity. You'll know what it means. Take that pencil, write blessings. Don't use a pencil because the pencils, the lead on the pencils, they smear over time. Use ink. Write the word blessings and write the word prosperity. And that's relating to you. And you got to believe it. Because so it is. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Now God is calling you on a spiritual journey. You have to leave your doubts and fears behind you. You got to let it go, baby. You got to shake it. I know you're a little scared. So what? You got to do it afraid. You got to break the barrier. You got to cross the threshold. Glory be to God. You got to leave your doubts and fears behind you. You can't take doubts and fears. We always want to talk about when we are moving forward in destiny that everybody can't go and everybody can't be on your boat, and that's true. But we got to go a little bit deeper than that. You got to know before we talk about people, you got to talk about you. See, the giants on the outside are not the threat. It's the giants within. The giants is in your heart. The giants is in your life. Those internal giants, those are giants you got to take down. The giants on the outside are never a threat. Glory be to God. And so, therefore, what cannot go on your boat is your doubts and your fears. That's the first thing you need to be dealing with. Later for people. Let's talk about you. You're moving forward in faith and destiny. Doubts, I evict you today. Fears, I evict you today. And then just tell the truth. Father, I believe, help thou my unbelief. Because we're going to get stronger day by day. We're going to get stronger day by day. But you got to start today. Leave your doubts and fears behind you. And through faith and obedience, through faith and obedience, take possession of all that he has provided for you. Cash in on that inheritance, baby. Woo! Woo! Blessed to be a blessing. More than you can comprehend. Some of us have gifts, amen, that's dormant. I mean gifts. That if you just allow that one gift to come up, the Bible says your gift will make room for you. That one gift has given you recognition. That one gift has opened the door. That one gift is now a source of income for you. That one gift that you got buried on the inside because of your doubts and your fears. That one gift is your inheritance. Woo, my God, Suki. What is your response today? What is your response today? Will you trust and obey? Well, there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Father God, we thank you for the word of God as it has come forth on this morning, and to you be praise, glory, and all the honor. Father God, we thank you for our inheritance. God, we running around and scratching our head and Father God, doing all type of things and worrying about things we shouldn't worry about and how are we going to get this and how are we going to get that when, Father God, we already have our inheritance. We're moving in the wrong direction. We need to move in the right direction and cash in so we can cash out. Probate the will. It already belongs to us, but we got to find it. And we only can find it through faith and obedience. Forgive us for being disobedient. Forgive us for not moving in faith. Moving in the flesh, but not moving in faith. Forgive us, Father. Forgive us. And we say thank you for restoration and restoring the years that the cankerworm, the palmer worm, the caterpillar, everybody done ate up our blessings. God, we thank you for restoring those years. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We want to thank God for the word of God as it has come forth on today. We give God all the praise, the glory, and all the honor. Amen. We'll be praying today at the altar. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Amen. Let us pray and keep on praying. Pray without ceasing. Amen. Glory be to God at 12 o'clock and then back at 9 o'clock. Amen. Glory be to God. As I said earlier, we're going to be having a business meeting. There's so much going on. It's so much. It's just so much. We have agendas. We have programs. We have trips that we have events. Glory be to God. It's all good. It's all good. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. Amen. Glory be to God. I just want to thank God. Amen. Glory be to God. You know what God showed me? This is what God showed me. You know how like somebody's in a helicopter and they flying and then they jump out the helicopter and then the parachute goes up? Well, the Lord says this ministry, glory be to God, we're about to jump out the helicopter, but we're not going down. We're going up. Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer. We seal this service, Father God, by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree, Father, that Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled in Jesus Christ. He is the King of Kings in Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of Lords. Thank you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. God, we refuse to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. Accidents, incidents, and calamities. It will not come nigh our dwelling. And we say thank you that the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and adds no sorrow to it. Amen, amen, and amen. Everybody have a wonderful, glorious, victorious, powerhouse, miraculous day today. Amen. Cash in on your inheritance because it's just waiting for you. It's just waiting for you. Amen. Through faith and obedience to get what has always belonged to you. God bless you. Pastor Alfreda signing out.
From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. With that.